News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, it'll be Carl Bott this morning. Linda was singing last night and ended up with she and her girlfriends spent the night at Wind River. Because they're having a spa day today. So anyway, but good morning, 7:06 in the morning here, June the 5th. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jimmy's already in here. And Angel, good morning, Angel. And the looks like and Jared is with me. Good morning there, Jerry.
Good morning.
How are you doing? You know what? I you're part of our team here, and you usually work baseball now. You're working baseball now and then Saturdays and Fridays and those kind of things, and while Savannah's away. But we're going to talk about baseball here in a couple minutes, but welcome aboard again.
Well, thank you.
All right. Hey, today's weather, it's 70 degrees out there with a today mostly sunny with a high near 94. Did I read that right? 94. North winds is up to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. On Saturday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 96. And Sunday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 98. So if you haven't gotten to Alliance Heating and Air, you might be wanting to do that right now. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where our customers are very cool. Locally owned and operated, and give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793, that little moaning sound. It says that we have Spencer in Haven Humane with us, and it wasn't Spencer that was doing the moaning. What do you have here? A little groaning sound.
Good morning.
Good morning. So who do we have?
This morning I brought Nellie with me. And Nellie is a six-month-old Chihuahua mix. She's solid black in color. She's got a little tiny bit of white on her toes. And if you look really close, you'll notice her fingernails are actually painted pink. She came into our shelter with her nails already painted. We didn't do that to her. Don't worry. She came in as a stray a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately, her family didn't come in looking for her. So Nellie's now looking for a new forever family. Nellie is rated for a home with kids of all ages. She does well with all other animals, and she's ready to go home today.
She is, and she's a cutie. And just, you know what, if you're looking for that that little dog, I can see this little dog up at Benton Dog Park having a great time with the other dogs, because she's very well behaved, very quiet. She lays down when she's sitting next to you. She's got her ears back right now and trying to lick Spencer's chin. So it's because Spencer, you know what? We know what it is. We know you take your breakfast burrito and you wipe the bacon on your chin.
I do.
In front of those dogs. Those dogs just come up and want to lick you.
I actually share my breakfast every Friday with the dogs.
Yeah, I know that. Okay, now how do people get Nellie?
So you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
246. 1653.
241.
241.
1653.
Okay, now what's happening out at the at Haven Humane? I know there's a big adoption thing going on right now, isn't there?
Our adoption event did end, but what we do have going on right now is we have a couple things. We do have tickets to the Colt 45 games available at our shelter. It's $5 a ticket. Half the proceeds do go directly to help the homeless animals like Nellie find forever homes. And then the big event for the month of June, we received a grant from PetSmart Charities. And so we are offering $20 spays and neuters for kittens and puppies 6 months and under.
Okay.
There are only a limited number of spaces available, so call today before the spots are all filled up.
Okay. All right, Spencer, that's super. Good-looking dog, can fit into any family if you're looking for that forever home or forever friend here.
This is the one.
This is the one. All right, ask for Nelly.
Well, okay, thanks for having
us. We want Nelly's picture here soon.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, Spencer. All right, things are happening. Okay, now, Colt 45s, who had their game canceled last night due to a tragedy to the team that they were playing, they had a car wreck and killed two of the members of their team. So they canceled their season. But the game's back on for tonight. Yes, that's right. We're going to have baseball all during the weekend, and they're going to be playing the Redding Tigers. And if I understand that right, Redding Tigers is a semi-pro team, made up of some older guys and graduates. Some of them are graduates of the Colt 45s, and they are good players. So this could be some great, great, great baseball. So let's get down there tonight by around 6:30. Get there, and so you can buy your hot dogs, get your drink of choice. They may have chicken. They have you know what? They've got it all there, including snow cones. Some of the best snow cones you're ever going to have in your life right there. And see what else. They've just got it all. Hamburgers. And the game, though, the game is just outstanding. So let's all make it down there tonight. I'll be down there. The last night at Wind River was Romance on the River. And with Linda and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds were in fine fettle last night. And then at the end of the evening, we had the backup singers. They were called the Oriettes, and which was Linda, Lynn Moss, and Nancy Sutton Pierce, and a singing backup. And the Proud Mary, Rolling on the River, you know, all that. So a great time was had by all. Now, but also out there was a gentleman by the name of Don Felix Martinez, who is an elite roller, cigar roller. And rolled for Opus X and Hemingway. Antonio Juliet, all these. And watching him roll a cigar was, you know, it's a work of art in how they do this. I mean, it's just, I mean, you think, well, how hard is this? Well, it's hard. You've got to cut this in a certain way. It's got to be angled. It's got to be rolled just a certain way. And when he's finished, it just, I mean, it's there. You know, like nobody like glues anything together here. It's just there. So it was a great event last night. Everybody had a good time. The food was just outstanding and the place was full. So if you want to come and enjoy yourselves, you need to do this. Now, Scott Lewis came up and Linda invited him up, and this was pre-arranged. And they sang, he sang Hallelujah. Have you heard that song, Jerry?
I have.
You know what? I think this was probably the first time I've really heard it all the way through. I've actually paid attention to it. Scott Lewis is just a remarkable singer. You know, I can't tell you he sings everything really super, but this song, he can make a career out of this song. It was that good. I mean, people are applauding. I mean, during the song they were applauding when he was singing the chorus. But it was fabulous. The whole night was great. If you weren't there last night, you missed a good time. But on July the 2nd, Linda will be back with the gang. So you can go on out there. And the food is, like you said, you know, the steak and lobster, $21.95. You can't beat that anywhere. Okay, what else we got going on here? Okay, today we've got some things we're going to, of course, have. We're going to be talking about the fundraiser for Special Olympics of Jimmy, who is one of our longtime listeners and is in the chat room right now, is going to call in, just got back from England. And he has some comments about Manchester and the Muslim population in Manchester. He says it's just, you know, it's astounding. So about what's going on in England. So I invited him to call in. Vince Stevens is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Because all those questions about the Brown Act and the Downtown Reading Business Association, I want to kind of clear that up, but also get Vince ideas about where is the Downtown Reading Business Association going and, the things that are happening there. Other things that are happening we're going to talk about is just what I heard in the last 24 hours about people trying to get permits. Not just in the city, but in the county, and what's happening there. We'll be right back, though, right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 7:15 in the morning, June 5th, the day before D-Day. And we're going to talk about D-Day, too.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. so come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in recovery mode from last night from singing and spending the evening with her girlfriends. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well. Not only that, but their cardiac unit, it was rated in the top 50 in the United States. All at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Great, great efforts going on down there. All right. Now, in the chat room, we're talking about crime and crime in the districts and crime in Fresno. You know, deputy police chief there gets deputy police chief, I guess, got indicted for drugs, that they're getting overwhelmed down in Fresno. And one of the people, one of our Sonny says, Chief Blankenship was such a visionary. Everything that he predicted would happen. Police become underfunded, overwhelmed with crime, and all goes down there. It all goes down from there. Fresno Clovis has been a disaster for years. It's from somebody else. I'm very glad I am no longer there. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about D-Day. D-Day is tomorrow. June 6th, 71st anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Europe. This invasion led, of course, to the fall of the Third Reich and Europe being divided among main powers, but also for all the changes since then, the beginning of the greatest generation. So just some numbers here. 6,900 ships were involved in the D-Day landings. 156,000 men landed on D-Day. Imagine that. 15,000 of which 15,000 were American paratroopers in the stories that they had. I think in 15,000, and then almost 8,000 Brits and Canadians. Over 10,000 casualties on this day, with 2,500 Americans killed. and I think something like 1,800 of other nationalities for the landing at D-Day on Normandy beaches. And having been there and seen it, it's when you look at these beaches are near 5 miles long, busted up into five different types of beaches, Juneau, Gold, Omaha. So then they went out. The water went out ways, and they had all types of traps in the water. Now, some parts of Normandy Beach where, you know, the people came straight in on Gold and Juneau. They came in. There was very few casualties. But when you got back into Utah and Omaha, there was a lot of casualties there where the Americans came in. Plus, the Rangers going up the side of a mountain to capture guns that could shoot down into the beaches. It was a heroic effort by so many people. And again, this many people, and after the war was won, the Greatest Generation then rebuilt the world and gave us so much. Today, and this is something I know that my staff is really going to be up on, is National Donut Day. That's right. The first Friday in June is National Donut Day. Now, do you think that what are some of the things when you think of donuts, Jerry? What, do you like donuts?
I love donuts.
Does anybody not like donuts?
Exactly. I think everybody loves donuts.
Somebody just brought in donuts. The Salvation Army just even before I said anything. Donut Day. You know what? Much because I was going to read a little bit about how this is a big thing for the Salvation Army. Hey. Donut Day is created for the women of the Salvation Army, the Donut Dollies, who served always free donuts and coffee to soldiers during World War I. In support of those in battle, the Salvation Army wanted to provide a small amount of home to our soldiers with all the American desserts. Apple pie. Unfortunately, the pie filling never made it to its destination, so the resourceful women of the Salvation Army started to fry the pie dough into donuts. They're celebrating 150 years of service, and today they're asking for donations of canned foods for our food pantry from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Lithia Motors on Cypress. They are collecting donations to stuff the bus. You know what? Today is a good day to go down, take those extra foodstuffs that you have, and go down and stuff the bus. We got, it's National Donut Day, and they all look like chocolate donuts. long that's going to last. Okay. I've just got, okay, the record for eating donuts. I know you like this. The jam donut eating record, 3 jam donuts in 1 minute. For 2 minutes, it is 6, and you can't lick your lips. That's a rule. I don't know why that is. Now, the record for eating a jam donut without your hands is 11 seconds. I don't know why you would do that. I just stick your face down there and just all gone. The record for powdered donuts, 6 powdered donuts in 3 minutes. If you notice that, you see these guys will eat 52 hot dogs in 6 minutes. And they can only eat 6 powdered donuts in 3 minutes. These must be tough. All right. Moving right along. In the chat room, we're talking about crime and all the crime there. Something's come up. It's called the Ferguson Effect. If you remember Ferguson, Missouri, and what happened there, and then what's happening in Baltimore right now. Baltimore's had more murders in May than they've ever had. It set a new record. It's like 43 murders in a month of May. Also, the number of arrests in May a year ago were over 3,000. And in this May, it was just barely over 1,000. So people are saying, oh, wait a minute, the cops are in a slowdown. And, they're trying to show you what happens if there's no cops. Cops are saying there's no slowdown going on here. We're just trying to do the job that you've hired us to do. And when they go out and imagine this. They will go out and every time they start to arrest somebody in neighborhoods, they are immediately surrounded by people with cameras filming everything they do. And with this, it kind of slows down because now the police are saying, okay, now if I've done everything perfect here, am I going to get arrested? And then put on top of that, the 6 police that were arrested when Freddie Gray died. And then now this gets into even deeper things. So why is the district attorney refusing to turn over the autopsy reports to the press? When did that happen? They've always turned it over to the press before. Why not now? Now, that could be one of two things. Maybe it doesn't fit to what the district attorney thinks, or it could be is that maybe the injuries are so grievous that people get all excited again and start rioting and burning down their neighborhoods. But Baltimore, with all these murders, why do you think these murders are going on, Jerry? Why do you think there's so much incitement right now? Not excitement, but so much of this going on.
I can't really – I don't know for sure. I guess it's a culmination of all the
it is,
previous
– there are drug wars going on now too, because during the riots, so many prescription drugs were looted from pharmacies that the Baltimore streets are awash in drugs. Everybody there is high, and because of this, and now they're arguing over turf, and the gunfights have started, and the police aren't even going into some areas because it's just it's not worth their time. I guess it's not worth their time. The part about arrest, any offense, arrest, arresting smaller offenses, spitting on the sidewalk, jaywalking, things like that, selling cigarettes. If you do that, then big crimes don't happen. Well, now they're back into, we're just going to leave those little ones. Now, the Ferguson effect is that police are starting to withdraw from doing their jobs because they're a little fearful, or they're really cognizant of everything they're doing, so they're backing off. And criminals, and this is the term they use, almost feel like they have leeway to commit more crimes. The Ferguson effect. Isn't that something? So that's why when you're having a lot of these places. Now, when you get into places like Reading, you don't have that effect because we haven't had a problem yet. Even though there's been lawsuits and people screaming over certain things, it hasn't gotten to that part, which is good. We have enough problems as it is because we don't have enough police, and you're already having to wait an hour if something happens. And I can imagine they're saying in Baltimore they're down 9/11 and 911, and nothing's happening, nothing. Okay. So far, so good, right? Right now, at 7:45, we're going to talk about the Muslim situation in England from somebody that was just there, and just anecdotal evidence, but things that he has seen. Other things, illegals. They took a big poll. The Pew Company took a poll about illegals, and the question was, do you think something to the effect is, should they be given legal status? If they meet certain requirements. Well, most of the people, over 51%, say that they should get a legal status if requirements are met. However, in the poll, there is no requirements. They didn't say what the requirements had to be. And others, also the majority, a vast majority of it said that, of the poll said that they believe illegals are a burden when it comes to medical care and all a bunch of other things. So the illegals that are here now, what should they do? Should they, and then some people said that they don't think you can shut down the border, which of course is absolutely false. You can shut down the border. But anything you do whatever the requirements are, and I have ideas what requirements should be. I don't think everybody should be thrown back to the, thrown out of the country. I don't believe that. But I believe there's a large group that could be. And I could just make an arbitrary day. If you haven't been here for like 8 years, you go back. If you have children that are born here and are born here illegally, here's the other thing I'd like to change is, why does anybody that's just born here become an American citizen? If your parents aren't here legally, why should you be a legal citizen? I know the background behind this and why this was to enfranchise blacks, the slaves that were here. I understand all that. But why is that still going on? And the other things, too, is that, you make an arbitrary figure. Say, first we shut down the border. Then we make sure nobody else comes in. Then we take this group of people that will stay, and we put them through requirements of English, citizenships, all these things. Speaking English, though, is the main thing. They get into, they go through all the paperwork. We get their back. We collect taxes from them. Because now they're saying is the illegals that fall under this Obama weird doctrine he has, they can now collect back taxes that they never filed. And I'm not sure how that works. And then if you're not a citizen here, you don't get everything. You don't get all the rights. You don't get all the stuff. But if you're in the process of getting it, okay, I can understand that. But if you're not in the process, too bad. Too bad. Go home. Of course, we know none of these ideas, as good as they may be, will ever come true. All right. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, a great place to go for Espresso Joe, for any type of coffees or drinks. Great place. And then, of course, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that you will not be able to get out of there without picking up some great, great, great cigars. Or sticks, as they're called. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. All of this, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave servicewomen. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning here today on the 5th of June. 74 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. Ugh, 94. We're back.
Welcome to Reading.
Welcome to Reading. We're getting started here. If you haven't seen, if you haven't called Alliance Heating and Air, maybe you better give them a call because they are swamped right now, but they can work things in. Just tell them you heard it on KCNR. We'll give you those numbers later on when I do a regular spot for them. Okay. Angel, in fact, is going out. She does her workouts in the morning, and now the warmer it becomes, the quicker we lose her. She puts it on, she listens to it on the radio when she's walking, but so it's going to be hot today. I'm here with Curtis Byron, a friend of ours. He and his wife own the Corum Ranch. We went to a party the other day. I think I talked about it. I told Molly that she had heard that there's one of these big stars in town. Who's the guy that did the that did the Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever his name is.
I miss that movie.
She said that. Well, she's, who was that, Jerry?
I think it's Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. And said that. Somebody said that he was in the general area. I said, well, he was. He was out at Coram Ranch Sunday because we had breakfast with him. And this is Molly. She's our sales executive. And the only thing with Molly is that, and this is bad for being a sales executive, is that she believes things that people tell her, especially me. I said, oh, yeah, no, we all had breakfast together. I said, he knows Curtis and his wife because, you know, he has friends that went through there and grew up with in the boys' ranch there. She goes, really? What's he like? I said, well, he's not as tall as you think. I said, he had a zip right here on his left cheek. And she goes, no. And then after a few minutes, she goes, you are just lying to me. And I was.
But it could have happened.
But we had breakfast out there. Yeah. We were at the inn. We came on the third day of a 3-day party. And let me tell you, if you walk in, here comes Debbie, your bride, beautiful lady. She's just been feeding the horses. She's just feeling really good. And, you know, and, okay, yeah, it's great. You know, yeah. I'm looking around. The place looks, you know, there's a big outside area there with chairs. And there wasn't anybody laying on a table or anything. And we went and had coffee. And then this lady shows up and she goes, went to bed early last night. It's never happened before. I must eat before I do shots. And then she walks on by.
We have fun.
We have fun. Okay. Yeah, I may have to start there on the first day next year.
Yeah, I would recommend you come on Friday.
In fact, there are people that we never even saw Sunday. They were still.
Yeah, that one person in particular that we were talking about got up about 3 o'clock.
When I see him, I'm going to ask him about that. But you're here for the 2015 Reading Pro-Am.
Yes.
June 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, all next week.
Next weekend, yep.
Next weekend, right. And this benefits the Shasta County Special Olympics. So let me tell you, this is a super, super, super golf tournament.
Yeah.
And a fundraiser here. So, Curtis, tell us what's going on.
Well, it's our annual event. I believe it's the 43rd year. We've been doing this, and
43rd annual?
We are the number one major donor sponsor for the Shasta County Special Olympics, and all the money that we raise goes to Shasta County Special Olympics, which is a wonderful organization. I don't know if anybody's been involved in it out there, but it is absolutely fantastic. They do a wonderful job with these kids, and these kids are just wonderful. And you know, we go out and get our sponsors and play a golf tournament on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We bring up professionals from all over the western United States.
You've got some flat bellies out there that can just wail. We've played with one of them, the local guy,
right?
Par fives at Riverview. He's on in two.
Yeah,
we like that guy on our team.
Yeah,
and then the rest of us can then putt eight or nine times.
Yeah. It's we've brought in some really good golfers. Mini tour guys are coming if they don't make the U.S. Open, they'll be playing in our tournament. So
okay, well, that's cool. All right, so I know that on Wednesday Thursday, next Thursday is kind of a meaty day. We only play nine, but we have a good time.
That's right. We bring out the Special Olympics golf team. And they get to play with some of the golf professionals that are actually playing in the golf tournament.
Yeah.
We have lunch, and we bring out you and a bunch of others to play with them. And that's just a fun day. That's just fun.
Well, you know how it is. If you've ever seen the Riverview, been on the first tee, it's a beautiful tee. It overlooks the river to your immediate left. And then you have the fairway, of course, in front of you. But there's bushes also down in the front. So you want to do is, of course, strike the ball. So that it goes straight out into the fairway. Well, on my shot, and you're teamed up. There's a pro, you, myself, another player,
right,
and then the Special Olympics golfer. And so I swung mightily, looking out to drive it, and of course, it goes about 50 yards up. And then it starts to turn to the left. And it went way out there and hit the river.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but the Sacramento River is a magnet for golf balls. It's a natural phenomenon.
It is, and the tee is kind of, I think tee is leaned a little bit to the left.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, we also do that on purpose. Yeah,
leaned a little bit to the left. But everybody, you know, it's no secret, when you do this, nobody ever says anything. Our Special Olympics golfer goes, wow, what a bad shot, which kind of broke the ice for the rest of the day. And we laughed. I said, yeah, Mark, it was. So, what a bad shot.
They are very special people,
they
let me
are.
Tell you.
But they're very honest. So, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure being in that tournament.
Well, we appreciate you being involved. You know, we've got some real good sponsors. Omega Mortgage has stepped up the last 2 years, become a title sponsor.
Tell us.
Lyle Tullis.
I tell you what, great people there.
North Valley Tri-Counties Bank, they've been with us for the duration. You know, they've been with us forever.
J.W. Wood,
absolutely.
B&B. R&R, sorry.
Redding Kia.
Redding Kia. They're big guys there.
Yeah, Redding Kia. And Les Schwab, the last couple of years, has become a huge supporter of the golf tournament. So
okay.
It's just been the community support of this thing has just been wonderful.
Jack's, Shasta Regional, like I said, R&R, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Redding Distributing Company, Ivanhoe, Kellogg & Company, EKC, Crown Motors.
Yeah. We get a wide variety of support, and it's been wonderful. And just being involved with Shasta County Special Olympics has been rewarding in itself.
How many people do you have playing this thing?
Well, I think we filled up today.
Is that right?
Yeah, we got our last group today. We're full. But anybody that wants to come down and watch can come watch. It starts at 7:30 on Saturday morning. The public is welcome to come watch. There's food and drink available.
It says breakfast available. Is that for everybody?
Yes.
In the Riverview Clubhouse?
Yes. Yes. Anybody can come out. They can eat, watch the golf tournament. There's no charge. You get to see wonderful golf and, you know, walk a beautiful golf course.
Oh, it is. And you're having, dinner. Is that just for the players?
Yeah, the dinner's just for the players.
Okay.
But breakfast and lunch, you can come out and just eat.
Putting contest, helicopter ball drop. What is that?
We actually sell. Anybody can buy a golf ball, and we put a number on a golf ball, and we have a helicopter come in and hover right over the first tee, and we have a hole down, and we drill a hole in the fairway, and they drop 500 golf balls, and if your golf ball goes in the hole, then you win. You can win up to $5,000.
Up to?
Yeah.
You mean if yours goes into the hole, there's a chance you won't?
Well, if two or three go in the hole,
then you have to split it. Because it's a bigger hole.
Yeah, and then if we don't sell all the tickets, then the price
goes down.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, so is there a time when they don't fall in?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some not make the hole, and then it's the closest one.
Then you go closest. Okay.
But we've had two or three in the hole, too. So, I mean, we've had pretty much everything.
You can win up to $5,000 cash.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. It is.
Anyway, so you got it filled up. We're here talking about it because you can still donate, though.
Absolutely.
Right? Let's talk about how they can do that.
They can call me at 530-209-5860 and still buy T-signs. Just make a donation to Shasta County Special Olympics through our organization. That would be fine. We are a 501c3, so it is tax deductible. We really would appreciate anybody that would like to participate, because everything we make, every penny we make goes to Shasta County Special Olympics.
Because you underwrite it with all these people here.
Yes, we do.
So then it doesn't cut. So you get everything then goes to them.
Yep.
You know what? You do this and you're a good man. Because I know that you put a lot of time into this and getting all this organized, Curtis. And I know there's other people that help you. So
there's a lot of us involved.
There's a lot of you,
including yourself,
including myself. Well, you know what do I do? I go out there, and Linda and I. She's going to force me out on Sunday to play golf so we can look like total jerks on Thursday.
I let Bill know about that. Bill's expecting.
Oh, Bill's going to be on our team. Okay, yeah. Bill's the club pro.
Yeah,
out there. So that's good. That always helps.
Yeah,
because you know
it's all about you.
It's all about. Linda's four. I will never play this game again unless I take lessons out. So she's taking lessons on that.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was that one day. Now, Jerry, you play, right?
I love golf. I'm terrible, but I still love it.
Well, you know what? You don't have to. You know what? Here's the thing. You don't have to be great at golf to love it and to play it.
No, you don't. It's one of those games where you can arise to whatever level you choose.
Arise then. Yeah, that's true. Or sink.
Yeah, well, you know.
Or sink to the depths. Okay, so this is the 43rd annual Redding Pro-Am. It's going to be this next weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, and Monday, too.
Yeah.
So you got to have things going on Monday also. So, you know, it's not too late to donate, and it's not too late to get a sign.
Nope.
Out there on the on one of the
one of the tees.
One of the tees. You got it sold out as far as golfers go, but it looks like it's going to be a great time. And thanks again for what you do.
Thank you.
Last thoughts?
No, I just want to thank the community. Thank Dan Landis and Omega Mortgage. The community support of this thing has been wonderful, and I just want to thank everybody, including yourself. You've been a wonderful help to us, and I thank you.
Oh, you know what? It's this community. How can you not help?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Shasta District Fair, June 17th through the 20th. Save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. Go to ShastaDistrictFair.com to purchase your advance tickets now and save. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 17th.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
So convertible, stay garage ground, save after sun for later. If rain makes Britain great, then Manchester is greater.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 74 degrees out there. It's going to be up to 96 today. It could be a possibility of rain this evening. The time is 7:48 in the morning here on June the 5th. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, with the finest selection of jewelry you're going to find anywhere. Not only is it just a fine selection, it is absolutely quality jewelry at very reasonable prices. Estate jewelry, you're looking for estate jewelry. You're looking for something like that, and go no further than Four Winds Jewelry. Got a watch that needs repair. No other place has a trained watch repairman than Four Winds Jewelry. That's it. The only one around here. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry and great prices. Talk to Leonard. If you don't see anything in there that you really want, but you know what you want, tell him what it is. He's going to find it. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. All right, let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm peachy there, buddy. How about you?
Yeah, like I told you, my wife and I just went to the UK. We went to England, Scotland, drove through Wales, and went to Ireland. And we were staying with one of our friends at his house in Blackburn, which is a town about 20 miles outside of Manchester. And when I was there, I've never seen anybody in a burqa, for one, until I went to, of all places, England, which was surprising. And going through customs, they had a big giant sign, and it was like, here in California, everything's in Spanish and English. Well, this huge 3x5 sign was in English and Arabic. And it was really strange because my friend was telling me about the things that are going on there. And some of the things like how they are catering to the Muslim population there. And we went through neighborhoods.
In what ways?
Okay, there's a grocery chain called Tesco.
Uh-huh.
And it's like our Safeway here.
Right.
Well, the Muslims bought this huge building across the street from this store, and they put up all these banners protesting or saying to boycott produce from Israel. And Tesco, they bent and they broke.
So they used to buy the produce from Israel then?
Yes, because most of the produce there, you know, fruits and vegetables, comes from either Spain or Israel. And my friend is saying now that they hardly have any produce in that store.
Wow.
The other thing is the meat they used to buy there would come just, you know, prepackaged. They didn't have a proper butcher shop. Well, Tesco put in a complete butcher counter that caters to, I forgot what they call it, the Muslims, the way they butcher their meat. It's like kosher, but it's the Islamic.
It's kind of like Jewish, but Islamic, right?
It's halal.
Halal? Okay.
Yeah. Halal.
Okay, yeah.
So how they do that, and I'm not going to go into graphics here, but they don't stun or kill the animal first. They bleed the animal out while they're praying over it, which in England violates the animal cruelty laws, but since it's their religion, they get away with it. So now they have a whole counter, you know, butcher shop just for that.
Did your friend talk about the number of Muslims coming into the cities and all this, and their assimilation or a lack of assimilation into the society?
Oh yeah, there's no, they go in there and they don't want anything to do with the English culture. They want to go. He didn't say Sharia, but that's what he was getting to. And you know, they got these gangs of these kids and men that belong to these groups that also get like young English girls hooked on drugs and then prostitute them out. And I'm thinking, wow, that's just like some of the illegal gangs we have here.
Yeah,
it was like a mirror image. And
Was there fear in the town, Jimmy? From people, was it kind of like, were they saying like, gosh, you know what, this is getting out of control, or
yeah.
I feel,
yeah.
I don't, I, you, is there areas you don't walk into, or because?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes, we drove through one part of Blackburn that was, I mean, complete, it was all Muslim people. There was no English people there. He was telling me that, he said, yeah, on this street here, these, you know, five city blocks, it was all owned by Muslims or people from the Eastern EU, European Union.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also telling me, like, how people come here illegally and get benefits. It's the same thing with them. They come here, and this goes for people from the EU, like in formerly Eastern Bloc countries also,
right,
or wherever.
It's everybody.
Yeah, and they get welfare. They call it the dole. They get on the dole. And even though, like, some of these women aren't working, they still get 15 hours of child care credit.
Even if they're not working.
Yep, even if they're not working.
Well, that's the way they can give them, they can. Well, this is one of the reasons that England is having such a problem with their economy, too. And this is why their health system has collapsed in all these. It's just, and it's not because of Muslims, but it's because of the socialism that they have, where they're trying to take care of everybody, and they don't have enough of other people's money to do it.
Yeah, and England also, there's some politicians that want to make a law that you have to be there 3 years before you get any benefits.
I like that idea.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the more liberal EU countries are saying that's, you know, inhumane and all that stuff. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
You think?
Yeah.
Except
also,
here.
Another. What's that?
No, no, nothing. Go on. Keep going. You know, here's the question is, you saw more than you've ever seen before. I mean, I was in England, just to kind of give you I was in London in 2000, which was 15 years ago. And I went down a street in London. Right, you know, in Hyde Park, across from the palaces and all this. I went down a side street there, and I didn't hear one word of English being spoken then. And that was in the year 2000. And I'm not saying it was Arabic, but some of it was Arabic, but they were different languages, but not one word of English.
Yeah.
So I found that very, I found that interesting then. So now, the part that I think is the hardest thing, and this is the part that we in America really have to guard against, is that when groups of people come in, they feel comfortable with each other. And then, but they have a tendency then to, it's not immigrate, but migrate, where they come in and they all live in one spot. They don't want to assimilate into our culture. They don't want to learn, they don't want to speak English. They don't like the laws. So they want to have Sharia law or whatever law it is. And I think England is England getting close to being on a tipping point here? Or are they starting to take this back?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like that there's so many of different minority groups there that they're just ready to give up the English government, or are they saying, hey, you know, look, we need to come back, take control back here.
Yes.
Be fair to people, but, you know, this is our country. They came here. We didn't go there.
Yes, and the people like my friend and his wife, they were just really, I mean, frustrated with what's going on, just how we're frustrated here with what's going on. It was a mirror image of what's going on here, Carl. You know, and another thing, some of the EU immigrants that come there, they're working in England. Their kids live back in, you know, say Poland or whatever, and they can claim tax credit on their children that are living at home in another country.
Well, did you know that they used to be able to do that here?
I did not know that.
I think that loophole was kind of closed where people that were here illegally could send their could get that child credit and send it back to Mexico. And this happened many times. I think now they put kind of a loophole around it. You've got to show where the kids live. But before, they were sending millions of dollars back.
Yeah.
But that doesn't surprise me at all. And England is even more of a on the dole society than we are here, if that's hard to believe. Did your friends talk anything about their medical care?
A little bit. They didn't say how good or bad it was, but they didn't say it was that great. Quite frankly, because my buddy hurt his hip and had to go into the hospital, and he said he was there for, it was like 8 hours in the emergency room waiting for help. But not much more than that.
Okay.
So they didn't really rave about it, put it that way.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Jimmy.
Yeah.
On a more positive sense. You went to Ireland.
Oh, Ireland.
Did you have a good time there? Did you have maybe a sip of that Irish whiskey?
Yeah, and, you know, those people are so nice. They love Americans. Oh, and another thing, I was EIN in the Republic of Ireland. I went into a...
Really?
Yes, said that you can... I didn't ask them about handguns, Wales, Scotland, England, and Northern Ireland. You can't have, as this guy was telling me. And then anything above a 223 for hunting is, like, very, very hard to get.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still can get it, and I was very surprised to see that.
Oh. Well, you're calling in, you know, because when you go there and you see this, because we saw the country and get into some of the places, but a lot of Muslims in England and people of all nationalities there. They are just, in fact, European. Hey, we got to run, but thanks.
It's 74 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Weather is brought to you by, of course, Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we come back after the news. We'll have Vince Stevenson with us. We're going to talk about the future of downtown businesses and what we could see here in the near future. We'll be right back after the news. It's 8 o'clock here on June the 5th.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. China-based hackers are suspected once again of breaking into U.S. government computer networks, and the entire federal workforce could be at risk. What kind of information would they have made off with? Bob Gourley is former chief technology officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency.
It would be the individual's name, their family names, so their parents, when you do a security clearance. And at times, there's information that a person would like to be kept private or in these investigations.
Well, China says it had nothing to do with the hacking attack. Some lawmakers in Washington are not convinced. Also at SRNnews.com, economists say the latest job gains should help drive the economy through the rest of the year after a positive report from the Labor Force and Jobs in May. PNC Financial Senior Economist Gus Fouché also notes that the slight uptick in the unemployment rate from 5.4 to 5.5
is getting better, that the job market is getting better. And so I take that as a positive and not a negative.
And reaction to the May employment figures also coming from the White House. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Obama's chief economic advisor says May's job numbers were the strongest of the year so far. In a White House statement, Jason Furman points to rising wages and an uptick in labor market participation. He also says challenges remain for our economy and there's more work to do.
That's SRN News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. On Wall Street, it's been a struggle for the major indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down about 17 points. Republicans are striking back at Hillary Clinton's suggestions that they have tried to disenfranchise voters. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says it's Mrs. Clinton who wants to have an opportunity to, quote, commit greater acts of voter fraud around the nation. Ohio Governor John Kasich told Fox News that Mrs. Clinton is trying to divide America. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch refinished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy to install click strand bamboo for $249. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18 months special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Maryland Tax Court has ruled that office supply retailer Staples actually owes the state more than $14 million in back taxes.
The Daily Record in Baltimore reports the court found Staples underpaid its taxes between 1999 and 2004. The court says Staples altered its corporate structure in part to improperly avoid paying its share of state taxes. The Framingham, Massachusetts-based company argued unsuccessfully that the ruling failed to account for over $150 million in salaries and $260 million in property on which it paid Maryland taxes over the five-year period.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Federal health regulators say a new experimental drug significantly reduces so-called bad cholesterol, but they're not sure whether the drug should be approved now or whether they should wait for the results of additional studies. The drug called Praluent was posted, the findings on it posted ahead of a meeting next week to consider whether to approve it for now. This is SRN News. They're getting a closer look at the damage today in parts of Colorado after tornadoes struck in several areas, destroying or damaging at least three homes in an area about 40 miles north of Denver. At the same time, powerful rainstorms brought flooding and hail the size of marbles to some areas. Dozens of homes may have been damaged. Thankfully, so far, no reports of deaths or injuries as a result of those storms. The EPA is out with a report on the environmental impact of the oil and natural gas drilling technique known as fracking.
The agency concludes that hydraulic fracturing has not caused widespread harm to drinking water. The draft report did find several specific cases where poorly constructed drilling wells and improper wastewater management affected drinking water, but it says the number of cases is small compared to the large number of fracking wells.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, my friends. It is the 5th of June, 8:05 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 77 degrees out there today, or right now. It's going to get up to 94. Tomorrow up to 96, and Sunday up to 98 degrees. Can you imagine that? Maybe a slight chance of rain today. But the weekend's going to be great, hot, wonderful, ready to go out and do those things around the house. And in the evenings, go out and watch Colt 45's baseball. They are out and playing. The replacement team came in for that team that lost some players, and they're going to be playing tonight, the Redding Tigers. Tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night, they got Guns and Hoses having a fundraiser out there. Police and the firefighters. A lot of different things happening, but the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business that provides senior and veterans discounts. Just give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 94 today, 96, and then 98. If you have not called them at 221-2642, you may be missing out on something. Is your air conditioner ready for the summer? Are those filters cleaned up? Are those filters ready to go? About those, what about just the inner workings of your air conditioner? Has it been putting out the cold air? Well, I tell you, Martin and his people will tell you if it's going to put out the cold air, and they will fix it if it needs it, or they'll just service it. You got an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Good morning. My guest today, Vince Stevenson, who is, besides being a businessman with several local businesses here in town, and is a former Marine. Thank you for your service.
Semper Fi.
You're the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council.
Mm-hmm.
You are vice commander.
Yep.
Of the VFW Post 1934,
mm-hmm.
where I am. This is why you need to go to meetings. I got elected into a position and didn't know it. That's not true. I saw the president of our chapter, Staff Sergeant Ross, mm-hmm. The other day, and she assured me that this is something I could handle, along with the help of several others. So, see, what else do you have here? Oh, yeah, and then you're the president of the soon-to-be-defunct Downtown Reading Business Association.
If we go that direction,
if
yeah.
it goes in that direction,
yeah.
That's right. So we've got a lot of things here to talk about today. But good morning. Welcome aboard.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
You know, you do, because of your position in the Downtown Reading Business Association, let's talk business here.
Okay.
A lot of things are happening. What do you think about the, I'm really quite pleased by the direction the city's going in code enforcement.
You know, there's a lot of things that have been incubating, I guess, for a while.
Yeah.
The fact that they opened up a couple positions for that, they created the funding for it. I mean, just a lot of positives on that level. That's something that we've been asking for and attempting to do for 2 years now. And they're making it happen.
And people, people have a tendency to fixate mm-hmm. on this. Oh, we're going to do this plan. It's going to take 6 months, but it doesn't mean they can't do things in between. And they have done some things in between, thanks to the Downtown Reading Business Association. You all bought them 2 bikes for the mm-hmm. Police for the bike patrols, which has been a big help.
Yep,
according to Chief Paletti, and
sent Chris Hunt to the environmental training.
Right.
So he can help out local businesses here in town.
And but the city has also done things like what we just said is with the code enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And they passed a sit-lie ordinance, no sitting or lying
yep.
ordinance. So, I mean, it's not like the city is standing still. So, kudos to the city council for doing that.
Well, and there's a lot of things. I mean, you made a great point, Carl, when you talk about, there's a lot of things that people want to do, but they feel like everything's on hold because of the 6-month plan and so on. That's not the case. I mean, there's a lot of things that are actually happening right now that will hopefully coincide with what the plan is when that time comes. I was just at the crime meeting, two days ago, I guess, and there's a lot of things people are pushing for. Kristen Schrader was there talking about the homeless program that she's got going on and the things that she's trying to do for funding on that. There's issues that Brent was talking about. Hopefully he'll get back on focused on the permitting portion of it and all the stuff that is required to get a business up and going, which is part of the promise.
Let me tell you about problems people are having with permitting. They're still having problems with permitting. I mean, just astronomical, hard problems with our own city permitting process. Yeah. And you know what? Here's what the thing is. I know about it for sure. The person having the problem with it told me about it to my face, and he said, please, don't say anything. And this is where we're at. You can't say – I can talk about it very general.
Right.
How this has been going on forever and this and this and this and this keep happening. And it's not just the city. It's the county. I just talked again to another person who just – it's unbelievable. And that how it just – it literally was holding a 10-man crew up for weeks.
Well, and if you want to get a good feeling as to what's possible or what once was – and I know going back wasn't the actual perfect scenario, but if you look at what Jeff is doing, city manager down in Anderson – I actually have some clients who are considering moving their business. And so I said, you know what, let me go down and talk to Anderson first, make sure that, you know, what we're experiencing here in Reading is not the same thing that's going on down there. And it was so much more of a amiable approach to things. Well, Vent, tell me where they want to be. Tell me what the business is going to be like. And I'll actually help you guys get your paperwork in, get everything done in such a way that'll make this thing happen for you. So, you know, it was so much more of an open arm embrace. We want your business. We want these kind of things rather than, well, you're going to have to do this and you're going to have to do that and you're going to have to do this. And everything's a pushback, or at least that's the way it feels when it comes to city. When you've got impact fees that are more than your tenant improvements for starting a new business, that's amazing. I mean, $130,000-$140,000 in just impact fees for a small little restaurant or something like that. That's incredible.
And then you have the thing that says, look, when they go to complain about how long it's taking to get their paperwork back, well, you know, we do have 30 days to do it.
Yeah.
He says, well, look, you've had it 70 days.
Yeah.
Next day, you got the paperwork. But I mean, come on,
it doesn't mean
that good things aren't happening. It just is that there's a lot of things still happening out there business-wise. It just doesn't make sense.
But I think you're right on it with this, Carl. I think it's more about changing the initial question or the initial statement. If you come in and you're working in the planning office and the idea is, big sign up there or something that, maybe you have to go by like the Notre Dame group and touch it. You go by and it says, we need business. Businesses open in Redding, California, and you got to hit that sign every day, and the approach is we got to open stuff, then you know what? Your approach is going to be completely different when it comes to, what these businesses need to jump through in order to make this happen.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to have to take a break here, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, now has Dreyer's Ice Cream by the Scoop. Oh, and they make root beer floats out of there. Oh, my gosh. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 types of beer and 350 liquor and wine choices and deli specials under $5 and barbecue every Friday. They've got it all as you're heading out that for this weekend. And beginning today, free 7-pound bag of ice with any 18-pack beer.
That's cool.
Or larger. Oh, yeah. Locally owned and operated, father-son business, back under the original ownership since 2012. One stop shop on the way to the lake out there at 299 in Deschutes in Bella Vista. Good people out there. And, I mean, the store is absolutely clean. Local people. We're going to take a quick break. Jim, hang on about permits, and we'll get right back to you after these messages. My best guest, Vent Stevenson from the Downtown Reading Business Association and many other associations. It's 8:15 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol. For all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC. The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, this is Linda Vai. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Vai. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Vai. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:18 in the morning, 77 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567, but all the lines are filled up right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by, guess what? Amtrak Exhibit Train is coming to Dunsmuir for Railroad Days. That's right. They're all aboard to celebrate Amtrak Train Days. June 13th, the Amtrak Exhibit Train is pulling into Dunsmuir Amtrak Station from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Everybody can are invited to hop aboard for a self-guided tour through the Amtrak's past, present, and future. And they're having a kids depot, featuring toy trains, coloring tables, all types of stuff beginning at 10 a.m. up there in Dunsmuir. So we'll talk a bit. You can talk to the call Dunsmuir Chamber of Commerce for more information. And tell them everything that's happening. This is there's nobody selling train trips or anything like this. It's just going to be train days in Dunsmuir. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Is this Dan?
This is Dan Landis.
Okay, Dan Landis. Now, Dan, you're at a tournament and you're talking about this a fundraiser to support California Highway Patrol widows. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I'm actually not quite there yet, but headed out there, tee off here in about 40 minutes or so. But, yeah, it's the 1199 Foundation, we've participated in the event, I want to say maybe the last 4 or 5 years, out there at Sierra Oaks. And, they raised money for families, CHP officers and, that are, you know, families in crisis. To offset some of the expenses that occur, that can occur.
Okay. All right. So, this is, this foundation has been in existence for, you know, for how long?
You know, I don't know for how long, but it's been around for quite a few years. So, yeah, they've raised a ton of money, and this is one of the, for our area, is one of their biggest fundraisers. In fact, I believe this tournament pretty much sold out way in advance, and they actually brought in golf carts from some of the other facilities, other golf courses in town, just to accommodate the number of players they have out here. So that's exciting for their benefit.
Oh, do you get nervous when you're out there? There's a lot of people around you don't know.
Not at all. been doing this for quite a few years. I just go out and have fun and enjoy the moment. And our company, Omega Mortgage Group, is also participating in the chamber event out at Gold Hills as well.
We just had Curtis Byron on talking about the 43rd annual 2015 Reading Pro-Am for the Special Olympics that you guys are really playing a lot into. Omega's really standing up here and helping this community. We really appreciate that, Dan.
It's our pleasure. Yeah, we try to get involved, and it's not always about what you can take out of a community, but what you can put back in as well. And that's kind of something that we do in each of the areas where we have offices, like Santa Rosa, Reno, and then also here in this community. But yeah, we got on board and as a title sponsor with the Pro-Am there at Riverview, I want to say 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And really, really excited to participate again this year as well.
Great. Okay, Dan Landis from Omega Mortgage and all the great things you guys are doing around here tonight. Today it's the $11.99 for the widows and children of Highway Patrol. You're also in the Chamber of Commerce event, golf tournament, and then your major sponsor for the Reading Pro-Am next week for the Special Olympics. So, Dan, thanks a lot for calling. Good luck today.
Hey, have a great day. Thank you so much.
Hey, Dan, before you get off, when's the Honor Financial Tournament?
Great question.
I appreciate it. Have a great round.
Stay out here.
Okay, buddy.
We're going to talk about the honor group too here in a minute.
Excellent.
But let's talk to Jim. Jim, are you still with us, Jim?
Yeah.
About permitting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You sort of caught me short there. Good morning. I just wanted to call about the time it takes to get things through the city of Reading. A good friend of mine's house burnt, and they're going to rebuild part of it and so forth. He's been 10 months getting the engineering through, and he's not quite done yet.
10 months trying to get the engineering plan. Now, this isn't some kind of special type of house, is it? Or is it just a regular house?
There is a part of it remaining, which is structurally sound. They had all that done. But 10 months, I talked to him yesterday.
Wow.
Another one down the street for me was 7 months.
I don't understand why it takes so long. You know, they'll say that they're shorthanded, but my gosh, you know, you're talking about the cost of doing this. I mean, you get a loan for a house and it takes a year to get the plans done. You know, costs go up, you know, it could have a huge effect on everything.
Well, and again, we get back.
Everything changes. Yeah. Well, listen, you guys have a great day. I just wanted to get that in.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, sir. It's Commander Gibson. Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye.
No, I think we're back to that same, if the mission is reminded every morning as to what we want and what we need as a community, then maybe that's the way that we shift. So,
I'm trying to get my guys.
Oh, gotcha.
That's why I throw pencils. You want to turn him down just a little bit here so we can, because he's starting to feel a little harsh up here.
Gotcha.
In my ears.
Now that's
there.
I have that tendency on people. Now if it's a reminder every day that you know this is what we need as a community and what we're trying to attain, then you know what? Maybe that will be the mindset that people will go into. The idea that it would take 10 months. I mean, obviously, we don't know the specifics about it, and there could be, you know, unique positions about that. But when you continue hearing this story over and over again,
this is
a problem.
It is, and you know, especially when you know you think, well, maybe you're getting arms around it and all this, but then you hear somebody and the battles are fighting, and you know, Senator Mauricio Hanson, as we all know,
yep.
is building this, wants to build this facility out there across from the VA.
Yep.
For older veterans, you know, it'd be kind of like a seniors veterans type place. And it's a $9 million project, but it's not a $9 million project. It's $10.5 million because they're adding $1.5 million worth of fees on this thing for a 10%. When does it ever say 10% of what you build is going to, I mean, you know, for building cost and I mean, just permits. That's not right. Building costs. That's permits.
Yeah, you haven't even broken ground yet at that stage.
To get that. And, you know, there's something wrong, you know, when and I realize that the state and the city and the county needs money, but this at some point becomes extortion.
Well, and it's slowing down the growth that we need to happen because, quite frankly, I mean, we can all remember the rumor that was floating around, and it wasn't a rumor. It was for real that they wanted to put a In-N-Out Burger there on Bonneville. And
really?
You know what? It got shut down because basically the company that was going to put it in said, you know what, it's just way too many headwinds with this and expense. And you know what? Look at the stuff that's going on with Oasis and, you know, so on. Right now we're in a position where there's so many things going on and there's such a perpetuating flow of fees and doors that you have to walk through in order to open up a business that it gets to the point where people say, you know what, it's just not worth it anymore. And they shut down and they start looking at other areas and other communities. And then that hurts our fees that we collect and our taxes.
It's
and, you
know, so. This is not a self-licking ice cream cone when we do this. So it's got to be something that people have got to get into there. I like the idea is that as they walk in through an employee entrance, there's a sign that says, let's do business today.
Yeah.
Let's help a business.
Let's open.
There's got to be, you know, yet when I get people in here, you know, the people are in power. They go, well, no, it's not that bad. Or there's a reason for this, a reason for that. And I'm sure there are reasons. But Brent Weaver ran. One of the things he ran for, if you want.
Yeah.
this is what he said during one of his campaign promises was to quicken the, you know, to work for businesses and to help hasten that process and to take a look at how much. Because, you know, Brent, I mean, he came, he and I talked one day and he just lowered the boom. And this was before he was elected.
Yep.
On the permitting process and how much it cost and how long it took and all this crazy stuff. That was one of the great things I thought was, okay, Brent, you can get in there and take him like a rat, take him like a pit bull would shake. Shake a rat's neck, you know, just take it and shake it and say, okay, guys, we can do this. I know we're doing this. You know, this is the way you've done it before, but this is the way to do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And just use that business mind to go in and do that. But I haven't seen that yet. But then again, he's going against entrenched bureaucracy. You know, I mean, I'm kind of playing both sides, but he's going against an entrenched bureaucracy that he needs people on the city council to say, you're right, Brent. Let's just do that. The staff isn't always right. Well, I don't think you're going to get
that.
Well, it takes
that
three
takes
votes.
Courage and fortitude.
It takes three votes.
Yeah,
no, it's always three votes. It
yep.
takes three votes to say, if this isn't fixed, we're replacing you.
Then you
we're
know what?
Replacing you. And you know what, Kurt? If you don't replace this person, and I'm not saying that they need to be replaced, but, you know, I mean, it could be somebody down as one of their inspectors. This inspector's not doing their job.
But
I'm not saying that. I don't know that for sure. I'm just saying is that, but they've got to go in there and be able to hold a hammer over their head.
You've got to call it out and you got to say, here's my plan and here's why they're not voting
yes.
against it. And you know what? If there's a situation, I think they're so afraid of creating that 3-2 environment that once existed in the city council where there was such a division that, okay, is a 4-1 any better?
No.
I mean, it doesn't matter at this point, guys. It's call it the way that you see it truly, and then we'll actually affect change if we need to affect change. But right now, there's not enough fortitude. There's too much getting along, and it's just not working for us. I mean, the things that they've done already have caused so much discontent amongst the community. We have more factions than we ever have. So that's our situation.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I've got the gunny out there. He's pacing back and forth. He's bit a hole in his lip. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. John Bastiani began his story. He and his wife, beautiful wife, parents of a brand new little baby girl, started this store 6 years ago during some of the worst recession times we've ever seen, and yet has been a huge success out of this. And why? Customer service, offering guns, pistols, long guns, shotguns, in prices and the types of guns that people want, plus gunsmithing that is just first rate. Classes are taught there in concealed carry, hunting, the whole thing. You can get it all at Bastiani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222 8222. Our friends at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on June the 5th. 79 degrees out there, going up to 94.
Goes like this, the 4th, the 5th, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The Shasta District Fair, June 17th through the 20th. Save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. Go to ShastaDistrictFair.com to purchase your advance tickets now and save. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 17th.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Guess who just got back today?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Haven't changed, much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
The boys are back in town. 8:33 in the morning, 79 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey. Right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Better known business, gives great haircuts. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a Cheers of barbershops. Is that where you go?
D.C., I'll be seeing you in a few minutes.
There you go. D.C., Tim, and the man in black, Logan. And then Gunny Bill Filon was in here. Even though everybody calls him the Gunny, but he was like a master sergeant or first sergeant when he retired. Mm-hmm. Out at the Mount Shasta Mall. From June 21st to July 11th will be a pictorial display of all those service people from California who sacrificed their lives, remembering our fallen. And it's sponsored by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, which you are the president of there.
Yep.
Military Order of the Purple Heart, Unit 2001 and Ladies Auxiliary, NorCal Veterans Historical Association, and families honoring our troops. Oh, This is cool. So we're going to talk more about this in the coming days, but that starts June 21st.
Gold Star Moms are
there, you go.
Putting that thing
not
on.
Only that, but we're also just want to remind everybody the Colt 45 game is on tonight. Be there around 6:30. The game starts around 7:05. By that time, the sun has moved back, and you can have great seats. $5 to get in. You can and for $5 you have 3 hours of entertainment plus hot dog and a beer. $5.
And if you can't make it, you can listen to it on the channel, right?
You can listen to it on KCNR 1460. And you can sit back in your house and kick back, maybe, let out on the porch, do a little rocking, and, just hear the crack of the bat and listen to Nate Alberea.
Outstanding.
So, okay. Vince Stevenson is our guest, and we've got a phone caller. Billy Bob, good morning. It's a Friday, Billy Bob.
Hey, great show. And I don't have much to add to what you and Vince have been talking about concerning these moratorium and building fees and the delays that go along with them. But, again, this is so important. And in the half a year that these new city council people have been in office, they haven't done one thing constructive. And I don't know what it's going to take for the people of Reading to figure out that they're worthless, and that they should have had a building fee and moratorium in place, and get this construction industry back to work and this whole robust economy working again. So, great show. All right, bye.
All right, thanks, Billy Bob. Billy Bob's into construction, and the thing he keeps hitting on, and he's absolutely right, he asked everyone of the people running for office, what are you going to do? This is the major industry is construction mm-hmm. around here. So what are you going to do? And he asked Brent and Kristen and Francie. Oh, well, Francie, and here's the thing. Francie's honest. She says, I don't think there has to be anything done to change it. It's working. She said that.
Well,
and Kristen says, and Kristen said, I don't know enough about it, but I'm going to study it.
All right,
which
fair
is,
enough.
Which is, it's just fair enough. But Brent said, well, there's things we can do. And but Brent had no idea. You talk about somebody that walks into something with his, with a certain expectation of certain of, mm-hmm. Of things to be. I think when Brent walked into it, he had no idea that he wasn't fighting just a mobile guerrilla group, but an entrenched bureaucracy that has a certain way of doing it. And
right.
If it doesn't do it right, if it doesn't do it that way, you've got to really gain. You've got to get one. You've got to get put a team together.
Right.
You've got to come up with answers. You've got to come up with the ability to say, this is the way we're going to change this, and this is how. And I don't think he understood. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm not saying he was that naive. But I think anybody that walks into a staff that's been there for years is going to have that same problem.
But, I accept that.
Getting
Carl,
closer here.
But here's the bigger issue for me is, when you walk into, and we're going to talk from the Marine perspective for a while.
Yeah.
When you walk into a situation, it's adapt or die. And so, you've got to look at that and say, if I still want to get this accomplished, if I still need to overcome, then I'm going to have to adapt my strategy here. And that's the way, I'm going to. But appeasing or going along with what's there, if you and I are candidates and we walk into this new council session and we're sworn in and we say, you know what, here's the deal, guys. I know we've got a lot of disgruntlement. I know there's some distrust. We've got some other issues that are going on. But I also know that an economy that's moving forward, an economy that people can feel growing, is an economy that's going to help people get basically focused on other good things and kind of leave some of this other stuff behind. So if I'm this council, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, you know what? What can I do to ease business? What can I do to make it easier for people to open and for more taxes to come in and so on? Well,
make
I'm gonna
it
look
as easy as you can.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to be out there pushing to drop these fees or to create a process that's more focused.
The moratorium worked. But here's the answer when the planning commission or the planning people came in. And I understand what they're saying. He says, look, we can do that moratorium on fees or reduce them a lot. But then who pays for it? Mm-hmm. Because somebody's going to pay for it. Because, you say, okay, we're going to build 40 houses here. Jeb Allen taking a big step forward out there to build more housing. Mm-hmm. But this, so Jeb builds 40 houses and he has a moratorium on his fees, or his fees are lowered. Mm-hmm. there's got to be sewers from someplace. And according to the law, if you're going to build something, you've got to put the sewers in. You've got to do this and you've got to do this. All these different hoops you have to jump through. And you do a moratorium, somebody has to pay for that.
But there's two issues, Carl, that have to be considered. One is we are now in an environment, and we do this on the retail side and we do it everywhere, that it's you charge what you can actually get people to pay rather than charge what it costs you. That's a big issue that everybody needs to realize. And the second one is when you're looking at, you know, how we're going to go about this and how we're going to fit it into, you know, what makes sense for everyone, you've got to fit it with the idea that what we're actually trying to accomplish is the main thing. In this case, we've got an overhead for the city that they can't drop these fees. They can't do these things and afford to do it because our overhead from the city infrastructure is so big. Maybe we need to drop that infrastructure size a little bit and cost in order for us to be able to
and
induce.
So what we're talking about is getting arms around the unfunded liabilities. We have to get our arms around salaries. I mean when the top salaries in this town are from city employees.
Yeah.
Well, we need to do something about that. I'm not talking change. Oh, we're just going to give you a 25% pay cut, Kurt. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But I am saying is that next guy coming in here or that next woman coming in here, don't expect to be sitting on this gravy train.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of people out here that the average income here in Reading is around 40,000 or 40 to 50,000. There shouldn't be everybody that's making in those $100,000 and $200,000 marks should not be working for the county and the city.
No,
they should not be.
If
and
they're
so,
truly that talented, they should be out in the private sector.
And this has nothing to do with the type of work they're doing. You know, most of the people here do outstanding jobs, and maybe some of it because of the bureaucracy is they have to do it a certain way. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Van. How you two doing?
Hey, morning, Terry.
We are doing better than we deserve.
Well, you know, a couple things. First of all, the lowering of the fees could have been one of those Brent Weaver shallow campaign promises. The other thing is, too, is that, giving this guy a pass continually is a challenge in that I know I asked him. At first, when he was running, I was kind of excited about a young guy. I actually asked him. I said, well, Brent, you know, why should I vote for someone who has zero experience? If you're going to come in here saying I'm learning on the job, the city is in such a state you can't be learning on the job. We need somebody who's going to do the job. And I got chastised a bit for that from him, that basically I know what I'm doing, da-da-da-da-da. Well, he either does or he doesn't. So let's just get that off the table right now, and let's just say that he's been in long enough that sort of like if you're a rookie in baseball, you know, you've been up 100 times, you're not a rookie anymore. So let's get off that one, number one. And number two, you know, this whole deal about unfunded liability, it's almost a half a billion dollars. That should be on the forefront. Us just talking about it in a little bit isn't going to do anything. They should be on this. I mean, how many lawsuits does the city have? And the salaries in the city are ridiculous. It's $96 million for 765 employees. Do the math. If you're a gardener for Reading, you can make 100 grand a year. They used to have a guy that made $14 an hour washing cars. I mean, come on. So really and truly, it's about time that that we all unite. I mean, I don't think there's anybody the city council hasn't insulted yet or put off yet.
Have they gotten to the
I don't even know. Is there anybody?
Have they gotten to the veterans yet?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they do to the veterans?
Well, from what I understand, Rob Burrows is upset with them. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
I didn't know if they'd gotten everybody.
I mean, Vint is like, I mean, here these guys are trying to do all this great stuff for the city. Vint's out there in the community. And he was so much just called a liar by Schrader. I mean, so.
I want you to know that she called me a liar, too.
There wasn't two sides to Hitler, either, you know.
That's not used a Hitler term here because that's being overused, first of all. But I see what you're saying, Terry, that, you know, the people been in there, they if they're running for it, they better be able to get themselves bloody if they're going to change things.
Yeah, yep. So let's quit with, I mean, if you stand up for Brent Weaver, that's fine. But let's quit the excuses.
Well, nobody's standing up for Brent Weaver.
No, I mean, that's not what I meant. I did not mean you.
Okay.
I'm just saying that people out there that are standing up for this guy, you cannot use that he is learning on the job. I mean, that's insane. That's like saying, well, let's see, Eisenhower, you just got hired here, and you haven't really done anything before. You say you can do the job, and you've got some great promises. Here, why don't you go and lead D-Day, even though you've never had any experience? Go ahead and head in there.
Well,
so my point is that I think that, you know, we need to stop with the excuses. We've got everybody on the same side. Good heavens, you've got the union siding with the conservatives. I mean, you've got the conservatives siding with the liberals. You've got the League of Women Voters that's upset. That's a liberal group about the free speech issue. You've got.
I never thought I'd see that one, but yeah, they came rolling in. They came rolling in on that one. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I mean, come on, you guys.
It's time.
We have to get rid of these people. It's that simple. We probably need to start recalling, or, you know, maybe this DA thing will happen. But we have to start. We've just got to get them out. We can't screw around anymore with $500 million. And I just will say one last thing. When you stand up, you put yourself in danger, my friend. When you stand up, you put yourself in danger. But if you do not stand up, your kids and your grandkids will be in much more danger.
You don't stand up, they bury you.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Terry.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, Terry.
All right. Turn that down and off because I'm starting to get feedback into my... All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm here with Vince Stevenson, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate, the president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, a number of other things he's involved with as a businessman here. We've been talking a lot about permitting and all this. Before we take a break, one of our people in here says, hey, look, you know, he's been in construction for a long time, and he says it was better. The construction now is better than it was from 08 to 12, but nowhere near the boom. The way it can improve tremendously is the cut to red tape at City Hall. And the company he works for, it's an HVAC company. And the work, they used to do almost all new construction, but now they have to do retrofits on existing houses or go out of town for new construction. So, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. Hey, we're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back. It is 8:46 in the morning, 80 degrees out there. My guest is Vince Stevenson, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're home. You served your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
Howdy, folks. Nate Abarea here. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Destination North State. Each hour-long show will be direct from special spots in the heart of Northern California, featuring the people and the places that make this region so unique. you'll hear the beautiful and the gritty sides of the North State that we call our own. Made possible by Muse Concrete, Palomar Builders, and Yaks on the Five in Dunsmuir. It's Destination North State every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl, living in a
lonely world. I like this song.
He took the midnight train.
I like it. I tell you, Journey. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's off today. She was singing last night. If you weren't there last night at Wind River, the resort casino there at Elements Lounge, you missed out last night, my friends. And she's going to be there again on the second. But, you know, so often you get those magic nights that everything was kind of everything. You know, the band was hitting. I mean, it's always good. I mean, people have heard it. You know, everybody just loves it. Last night she brought in some background singers that girlfriends that always wanted to do it. So they were out there having a good time. Scott Lewis sang Hallelujah. And I tell you what, I've listened to it since I heard him. I went out last night and I listened to a number of different singers doing this. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, Scott is better than any of those people I've heard, including the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, who are very loud. And when they yelled Hallelujah, it blew my ears off. But so that was there last night. They had the Elite Cigar Roller, brought in. Don Felix Martinez, and he rolled cigars out there to show you how to. I mean, it's an art. And then you could buy a couple cigars, and you get a hand-rolled one.
So it wasn't Don Julio?
It wasn't Don Julio. The most interesting man in the world was that, you know. I'm here with the most interesting man in the world, Vince Stevenson. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what, Jeff Wirsch, it's a better-known business, does what no other business can do when it comes to glasses, offer you a full guarantee. From chips to cracks over 2 feet in length, he can fix them. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 7 years ago. I guess it's 7 years ago now, how time flies.
Wow.
Guess what? Can't see it, and it's never needed. I mean, it's just been perfect since then. But you need to call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Again, a veteran-owned business. Other people are talking about how Weaver and Sullivan got in. There's a lot of things, you know, about ads and all that. But you know what? I know Terry's a little harsh on some things, but on this one, and you and I know this, you know, sometimes – to affect change, you're going to get bloody. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to get bloody. And, you know, when you're having to, you know, when you're out there and you're in new territory, you know, you plot your fires around you, mm-hmm, so that you can have supporting, that's your supporting arms. That's what you can do to bring, you know, you bring your friends and you bring other people around, you set your team, and you're going to get bloody. You're going to get your nose bloodied. You're right there in the front of it. But guess what? You affect change. Mm-hmm. And when you affect change, people like it. They see a leader. And we need somebody to stand up and be Braveheart here. Oh, Braveheart got killed. We need a Braveheart. But maybe sometimes Braveheart does lose. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times people are looking. They cry for a leader. Would you disagree with me on that?
100%. And that to me is the difference between a community that's moving forward and making the positive changes and a community that's mired in the muck that they've been in for a while. And quite frankly, we thought we were going to have this change, this, you know, new group of people coming in that, yeah, are going to, you know, take us a different direction. Well, they did, but unfortunately, it's not the direction that the community was really calling for. So that's an issue we're going to have to overcome somewhere. So somebody else is going to have to stand up, and they're going to have to get bloody. And it's probably going to have to be lots of people doing it.
I think so. And when we say bloody, of course, not really bloody, but it's going to be messy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be messy. Oh, by the way, somebody just wrote in and says they do have the Haleo brand prepackaged meat at Safeway.
Oh, there you go.
But why not? I mean, you have kosher. Why not Haleo?
Yep.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit then about the Downtown Reading Business Association that in our last 8 minutes here that we're you, I guess, and by me saying you, it's me too, because I'm a member of the council, mm-hmm, there, and did not expect anything like this to happen when we started, when I was asked to come on. But on the other hand, I don't say anything during the committee meetings, and I listen to everybody else. Everybody else is, I mean, this is like 100%. That's, hey, wait a minute, this is wrong. It was done incorrectly, and the whole thing could have been fixed months ago. But now there's letters going to the DA about the Brown Act.
Yep.
Which the DRBA applauds and wants that to happen.
Absolutely.
And why?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one of those times when you're going to hear me say this and you're going to know that it's sincere as can possibly be. I'm asking you to support the city. I'm asking you to support them 100%. They sent a letter to the district attorney. They voted on it during the council meeting. They are asking for the district attorney to investigate this, and we want
And what they want to—they want to investigate is the fact there was a leak from the one of their inner sanctum council meetings, and somebody came out and said, "Wait a minute, we did a motion, we seconded it, and we voted on it, and yet when they came out, they said no, nothing had been decided." Which indeed was not true. And so when that came out, you know, it all has to do with the business improvement district doing away with it, which, mm-hmm. and when you look at all the things that are being done, I still don't understand the reasoning behind this. I mean, I can understand, you know, you want to give this to your friends or something, but I can understand it. I don't condone it.
Right.
But the whole thing was handled so weird from frankly, an inexperienced council member.
Yeah.
And taking probably bad advice from a lawyer that is no longer here. I'm saying perhaps we don't, you know, I don't know for sure, but the fact is that here's a group of people via the downtown businesses that they support the Christmas parade. They're putting trash out. You know, have people sweep up trash, putting containers out there. I mean, where else do you see this? And then but they're not doing their job.
Yeah.
Because the RBA, did not follow the Brown Act that we, the RBA, had no idea we were supposed to. Nobody has been in the DRBA has ever done the Brown Act. Even the people that the liaison, what's his name?
Steve Bate.
Steve Bate didn't know we were supposed to do the Brown Act. What a surprise. And so this whole thing started with that, and then other things were happening. So now the city wants to do an investigation about who leaked stuff about what happened in the meeting.
So instead of addressing the fact that this was out there and, you know, this is something that we should probably, you know, embrace and try to figure out if we really did something wrong, do we really know the Brown Act as well as we think we do, because we're holding ourselves, in this case the council, to this, you know, we are the expert and, you know, we've been on school boards for our entire life, that kind of thing, to now being in a situation where, you know what, they've made so many mistakes, it's just amazing.
And the danger on this is, in your opinion, yep. is the fact that we're getting ready. They're going to come out with wanting a tax increase.
Yep.
And when they do, that this is, we're talking about tens of millions of dollars. And is this something that we trust people just to do what they say?
Well, and I'll make a little correction there. We're not talking about tens of millions of dollars, Carl. We're talking about $100 million. If they're willing to potentially be deceitful – to lie about and try to cover up something, if that's what it turns out the district attorney finds out, because it is in front of the district attorney right now. If they're willing to do that for $30,000, which is what our budget basically is, $30,000 to $35,000 each year, imagine what could be possible, what we could actually imagine them doing for $100 million. Because we're talking about a 1% possible sales tax increase over a six-year period, which equals about $20 million per year, which is $120 million over that six-year period. And then they're talking about having the ability to then carry it over on their merits.
Is the DRBA suing the city?
The DRBA has never talked about, considered suing the city.
Has it ever put anything in writing saying that the DRBA was going to sue the city?
Never
then why
has.
Did Francie Sullivan say that? And everybody seems to think the DRBA – from the city council side, seems to think that the DRBA, which, by the way, I've been to all the meetings, I don't remember one time us ever saying that we were going to sue the city. In fact, I told them that. We don't want to sue the city. Where'd you get that from?
The editorial in the Record Searchlight said it perfectly.
Yep.
They said, if you bring on Walt McNeil to help you, this council member's duck. And they sure did. Then they've come out and said, you know, here's a situation where we were willing to help. We were willing to work with you until you hired Walt McNeil.
And they did say that.
Yep.
You know, it was like,
many
why would times. You do that? You know, because we were looking for legal, not representation, legal advice. And and who knows better than Walt McNeil? And when that happened, it was like, you're suing the city. I just want to make this really clear to everybody out there listening. When you get all to this foo-for-raw and all this smoke that's being blown up your derriere, is that we never, DRBA never said anything about suing the city.
No.
The only thing the DRBA wants now is fine, do an investigation of the Brown Act. And let's see what happens.
Let it fall out word way. So I'm calling everyone to reach out to the district attorney's office.
Give them a call.
If you're an individual, call them. If you're a group, go down and visit them. Whatever you want to do, get down to the district attorney and let them know we're ready to go.
Okay, our guest was Vince Stevenson, president of the DRBA, and many other things. Hey, everybody, on Monday we start our collaboration with the Record Searchlight.
Nice.
They're going to come on at 8 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be in there with us once a month or maybe even more. And we talk about mean stories right here in Reading, Shasta County, and the effect that it's going to have on our community. This is something we've just started, and it just came into it. It's going to come into effect this Monday. Going to be a great weekend. Go out and watch the Colt 45s play. Get out there and have a great time. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Better than expected, the May jobs report. Employers grew payrolls by 280,000 jobs last month. PNC financial economist Gus Fauché expects stagnant wages to start moving higher in the coming months.
First of all, inflation is very low with the big drop in energy prices that we've had over the past year. So if you adjust for inflation, wages are actually growing at a pretty decent clip. And then I think as the job market continues to get tighter, as businesses find it more difficult to hire workers, they're going to need to raise pay.
The unemployment rate ticked up to 5.5% last month, but that's because more unemployed people are getting back into the job hunt. Hack attack. Personal information of millions of federal workers stolen in the security breach targeting U.S. government computers. Cybersecurity expert Waylon Krush says this is huge.
Now you have all the people within the government that have clearances, their information exposed from an